The president-elect has yet to announce his top energy and environmental advisors. They'll have the task of helping him curb global warming emissions and develop Obama's new green economy. NPR science correspondent Chris Joyce is here to tell us more about these posts. And Chris, who are going to be the folks filling these jobs?
Well, as you said, nothing's been announced or officially confirmed, but the names have been leaking out of the transition team. And first among those is Stephen Chu, who is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist and a real rock star, if you will, in the scientific community because, not often do people win the Nobel Prize for physics, but he did it at AT&T Bell Labs with some very elegant experiments that I guess in the world of physics, people are often quite charmed by the elegance and the ingenuity of experiments. He actually slowed down atoms using lasers so that they could be studied motionless, which may not have a lot of practical application, but
it sounds pretty cool.
It's very cool and gained a lot of respect. But Steve Chu has changed quite a bit over the year since he won that Nobel Prize because he's moved to run the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, which is part of DOE. And he's focused and refocused his efforts on green energy. And he's very outspoken in terms of trying to develop energy sources from plant materials and biofuels, and this is likely to be a very big part of what he'll do if he indeed becomes Secretary of Energy.
And what do we know about the top White House advisor on climate and energy policy?
The so-called energy climate czar, I think people are calling it. I suppose if we have a car czar, we have to have a climate czar. This is supposedly going to be Carol Browner, who was the head of EPA under the in both Clinton administrations, actually. I think probably the longest-serving EPA director. She's a lawyer. She used to work with Al Gore in the Senate. She has earned herself quite a reputation when she was working for President Clinton as a tough regulator, someone who defended the Clean Air Act vigorously against lawsuits brought by industry questioning some of the scope of the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act. So she comes with, again, quite a lot of green credentials and a reputation for being very savvy in how Washington works.
And finally, Chris, can you tell us a bit about who is going to head up Mr. Obama's EPA?
Again, the name that's being bandied about quite a bit is a woman named Lisa Jackson. She is a chemical engineer, and she is working currently as the environment. She started working as the environment head for the state of New Jersey in 2006. And again, she also worked at EPA during the Clinton years. So we've got a couple of people here who were Clinton Clinton executives and environmental movers and shakers during the Clinton administration. And she's probably going to be facing a tough row to hoe because the EPA is under attack from environmental groups and has been over the past two administrations for being what environmentalists say is rather lax. And there are probably going to be lots of environmental regulations that were modified or added during the Bush administration that are going to be under attack.
NPR's Chris Joyce. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.